You are listening to Drop Tent Media Network.
It's turkey time.
Jive, motherfucker!
Jive, turkey.
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 Oh, yeah, yeah. Thanks for that.
Yep. Fucking amateur.
I'm sorry, man. It's been a while. It's been a while.
Fucking hell. Yeah.
All right.
Month and a half.
Yeah. It's been
welcome to Jive Turkey.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The intro.
I don't know how fucking long it's been.
It's been a
it
long time.
It wasn't my fault. It was my fault.
Yeah.
Well, it was kind of all of our faults because I still could have done
well, there was,
something.
I mean, you had, you know, you were renovating a house. You know, there was a...
Started a new job, fucking, renovated a house.
Fucking just hurricane.
Just pointed at me and just didn't even talk and just went back to you. he was like, yeah, you were doing stuff and you did this other stuff too.
Well, there was a hurricane. I had car repairs. You know, just one of those things.
Yeah,
so, Will looks different tonight.
Yeah, this isn't Uber fan Will. Yeah, so welcome to Jive Turkeys. This is episode 50. I am Jacob, of course, and this guy is... You to talk?
I'm Tyson.
Yeah, and this guy?
Jason.
And joining us today is a good friend of mine. I'll let him introduce himself. It's Dan.
Hi, I'm Dan. I'm a good friend of Jacob's.
Yeah.
Tell him how you met.
Do we have to tell
him? Just tell him what you told me.
Well, we were in the bathroom at a Quick Stop. And I needed a shake, and he was like, I'm here for you. And I said, okay.
Oh, God. You. Was it chocolate or strawberry?
Hmm? There was milk in it.
Oh, it was vanilla.
It was
all vanilla.
Shit. Fuck.
With a little
disgusting.
Bit of pulp.
Oh, God.
Ooh,
I don't even know
like
what that means.
Gross. Fucking backed up.
Fucking
y'all
shake.
Disgust me. Jesus Christ. But yeah, it has been a little while since... Since we've done this, so we're back.
And rusty.
Super fucking rusty. What
so,
the hell's...
You know, bear with us.
Yeah. So, as you can see, studio's coming together. It's not completely fucking done yet. But yeah, we're trying. Don't make fun of us. So...
Indeed.
So, Jason, do you want to kick us off with your...
You know, do some
fuck your
states?
States?
Right off the bat?
That's the best way to do
right
it.
Right
at get
the beginning.
Right into All right, it.
Let's do it. Let's... So, I got quite a few, so you guys bear, you know, hang on.
So Dan, while Jason's doing that, I don't know if you listen to the show or not.
I have.
But Fuck Your State is a little segment where Jason goes around and picks on other states because so many people pick on Florida.
All right, be careful.
Just
yeah,
be careful.
Those other states are fucked.
I only moved
though.
Here 5 years ago, man.
So. Oh, don't worry. Right. They're
wait, where are you from?
New York.
Oh God, fuck New York.
But I don't hear it in your accent, though, which is kind of interesting.
I'm upstate New York.
Oh.
I hear a little bit, but not a whole lot.
Now,
you're normal New York.
If you ever meet my mom, now she's a Bronx lady.
Oh, okay.
You know, she's like, oh, my God, Danny. You know.
She's
super New York.
I spent the night in the Bronx once.
Me too.
Once. Yeah. Anyway,
did
all right.
Did you unlock an achievement?
I think so. I went to New York.
Did you?
I was up for 36 straight hours, finally got to sleep. In the Bronx after walking from Manhattan. No, not Manhattan. I'm sorry, Queens.
Yeah, I was about to say, you went from Manhattan to fucking the Bronx?
That.
Jesus Christ.
Walk.
No, it was...
Wait, this is a real story?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we were staying in Ozone Park, and then... whatever. We ended up in the Bronx, and some Dominican lady's apartment. It was my...
What friends. A cool story.
Yeah.
So we were walking and we ended up somewhere.
I finally got some
know.
Sleep. I finally got some sleep. It was fucking amazing.
What? The best sleep I ever had was fucking New York.
Damn. I didn't even know you'd been to New York.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yeah,
He seems so old and set in his ways, doesn't he? He's just like,
do you still remember the smell of the piss in the subways?
Actually, when I went, the one time I went on the, well, I went on the subway twice. The first time it was at night and there was nobody there. It was fucking empty. And I was like, this is fucking boring the shit out of me. The second time was like during rush hour or whatever. And we were crammed in there like fucking sardines. And I'm like wedged between the door and some fat dude with no fucking sleeves and this armpit with this. Yep. And it was like right in my face. I'm like, this is going to suck. So as soon as the door opens, I'm like, I'm pushed out of the way.
That's
and
the
standard
experience
right
there.
I can't get the fuck back in there. I'm like, this fucking train's going to leave and I'm not on it. it was a little unnerving.
Fun.
That was. I was only there for like 3 days, so it was very unnerving.
So, all right, Fuck your state. What do you
got? So the first one's coming to us from Alaska.
Okay, anybody here from Alaska?
Anybody ever been to Alaska?
Who the fuck would go to Alaska?
Nope. Apparently, okay. So anyway, this is the high school swimmer in Alaska won.
That's already a joke.
Yeah.
An Alaskan swimmer.
Yeah.
Like, does he only swim like a week? Or she only sweep like
she just
like
slides across
the ice like a polar bear.
just a giant slide.
Yeah. She won her 100 meter freestyle.
Okay.
On Friday, only be disqualified as soon as she got out of the water because her one piece swimsuit.
Ma'am,
broke,
you're a walrus.
It broke the modesty rule.
Oh God!
The referee announced.
What is the modesty rule?
So apparently the one piece bathing suit that was provided by the school to her, the one assigned to her, didn't fit her properly because of her ethnicity. So
what
does that mean?
She was black and had a bigger butt than her teammates.
I'm thinking like she's got one of those giant dick clits, like just fucking bulged out the front. And you're like, oh no, her ass was too big.
No,
was she part hyena? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I don't fucking know, man.
Yeah, what happened was she was disqualified because one judge saw that one butt cheek touched the other butt cheek.
Did they have
okay.
You had to keep them separated, is what you're saying?
You got to keep them separated.
What the fuck?
So this poor 17-year-old girl who swam her ass off was disqualified because she has...
No, she didn't swim it off. It was still on there. That's what's causing the problem, Jason.
Well, yeah.
That's fucked up. I'm sorry to you Alaskan student. You go, you. I didn't catch your name. I'm sorry. You're probably a minor, too. So, what was her name?
What does that have to do with anything?
Because she's a minor, they didn't release her name.
If you're a minor, they usually don't release your name.
Okay.
So. You know who you are, and you probably listen to this show because you're
from
awesome
Alaska and have nothing better
to
do.
What else are you doing?
Awesome at swimming.
But, it's the modesty rule requires male and female athletes to cover their genitals, buttocks, and breasts. But, you know, all swimmers' suits move when they're competing. Things, you know,
they're
shift.
Swimming.
And they're all cut the same. So, you know, people have different body styles and stuff like that. So it didn't quite work out for her. But
so they fucking robbed her of her win?
So they tried to, yeah.
They tried to.
The ASD is reviewing the disqualification. And this was in September, so...
How is that going to go? Are they going to like ask her to appear in front of like the court in her swimsuit?
I guess it's maybe. Funny because the mom's she's like, you know, she told the local news outlet that she wants both the daughters to be valued for their athleticism and determination, not criticized for the shape of their bodies. She said that she also wants the disqualification overturned and that specific official kept away from her daughters.
Yeah.
Like,
she's
got
to throw that in there.
Yeah.
He's looking at my daughter's ass.
Staring at her giant dick clit.
Just her front butt.
That's
her front butt. Fuck.
Just like, how do you do that, dude? Though, is there like an esteemed panel of judges that are going to like look at her and be like, yeah, that's a big black ass.
My question is like with all the churning water, you know, they're swimming, she's swimming fast. It's churning water behind her. Her legs are kicking. You're gonna notice, cheek on cheek action. I mean,
it's not like one of her tits popped out. I mean, it's not the Super Bowl halftime show.
I know. I mean, it's not something good.
Yeah, like that's your leg, Dan. I apologize. I was like, this chair feels oddly like cloth right there.
A little to the left.
A little higher. So fuck you, Alaska.
I think the weirdest part about this is that there's black people in Alaska because isn't it too cold?
No,
I'm not trying to say be a racist thing, but like one of my family friends lives in Alaska, And he's never reported seeing. Now it sounds weird. It sounds like a fucking cryptid. Like he's never written home about it. I don't know. He just says you don't really see a lot of black people in Alaska.
Yeah. Well.
Which is, I'm not trying to make that a racist thing. It just seems like you don't see a lot of white people when you go to Africa, unless you're going to South Africa. That's a little different.
Right. Well,
or should I say South America?
I don't know.
You don't care. You're just.
I don't know where you're going with this.
I don't know.
I'm not touching that with your 10-foot. Yeah.
Well, we'll just go ahead and cut that. Yeah.
We'll go on to the next one.
All right.
We're going to the next one. This one comes to us from Georgia.
Jacob's racist corner.
What's the deal?
New segment?
Fucking. You ever seen a bunch of Australians and a pink berry?
Do an anonymous racist corner, but like nothing changes, but Jacob's face slightly blurs out and his voice and changes. And then it goes.
I was staying the night at a Marriott and a bunch of Puerto Ricans called me names.
Oh, God. All right, next state.
All right, this one comes to us from Georgia, or North North Florida, as I like to call it.
North North Florida.
Yeah. A woman was shot in the head when she wasn't looking by her ex-boyfriend.
Whoa, hold on.
Hold on.
Holy shit. Oh. There's already so much to unpack.
Who told her when she regained consciousness that she had been in a car accident and cut by the glass.
What?
Oh, Jesus. What a fucking idiot, both of them.
Can we unpack that?
Okay, all right. Let's break down
that headline first.
I'll read on.
What do you use, a 22? Just skim the head a little bit.
I'll get it. So, Geronte.
I'm over here feeling left out without headphones or anything.
You want my headphones?
No.
I'm
totally fucking with you.
I can totally share a headphone with you.
No. Hopefully, he can still hear us.
Right, it's mainly helpful because it keeps helps us from normalize your voice into the mic.
Yeah, that's the only reason.
Yeah.
Geronte Kane, 39, was convicted on Thursday of numerous crimes, including aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, aggravated battery, possession of a firearm. This was in Fulton County, Georgia.
Fulton County.
He shot his ex, 42-year-old Nicole Gordon, in the skull.
That is a brutal fucking sentence. You didn't get shot in the head. You got shot in the skull.
Yeah. Now, granted, this happened back in 2017. They just got this guy. Like, he disappeared for over a year. They couldn't find him.
Those majestic fucking forests of Georgia. blend in. Tyson know all about
that. This is the guy. That's the dude.
I shot my girlfriend.
Yeah.
He looks like a skull shooter. So.
He's got a really good Fortnite score.
she apparently started experiencing severe headaches, memory loss, trouble communicating.
For like a month, right?
Yeah. From the bullet to the skull.
But had assumed that the symptoms stemmed from the accident that her boyfriend told her she'd gotten into while being behind the wheel of a car, right? During the assessment, doctors discovered a bullet lodged in the rear of her skull. And it's in such a delicate position they can't remove it.
Oh, wait. She didn't know that she got shot.
No.
Because he had told her the other shit when she woke up.
Oh, he told her she got hit by a car.
Yeah,
like they were in a car accident.
The glass was in the back of her head.
Wow.
So he shot her. She wasn't looking. And was like, oh, baby, you were in an accident. You got fucked up. And she's
why does he kind of look like Jay-Z's, like...
Yeah, he does. He looks like
his retarded brother.
Like his cousin from, you know...
My name is BMX, not BMX.
I was thinking
B, don't give it to you.
I was thinking like Wayne C, but like fucking BMX is fucking, that's great.
Yeah, it took over
a
year.
Should be on the show more. I'm terrible.
But it took over a year for them to track that guy down, who had 13 prior arrests
for shooting other women in the school.
He's still on the street.
My thing is, what the fuck type of gun did he use that it didn't go completely through her head?
He might just have been a bad shot. I don't know.
That is nuts. But yeah, just enough to like get in there and then just.
Though she did not remember
too much.
She did not remember being shot. She recalled to police that when she thought she was in the car accident, explaining that she and Kane had been having an argument. When the driver's side window of her vehicle broke and crashed down upon her face.
Wow.
So.
His first name is Kane?
Oh, last name was Kane.
Oh, all
right. Geronte.
That's kind of a thing.
Yeah.
His first name is Geronte. With two R's.
Huh.
for Double Dose of Retarded. This is
a stupid name.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so. This whole situation is stupid.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It had to be a shitty handgun.
It had to be, yeah. It had to be.
Probably a 22 or 25 or some shit like
some
that.
Some nonsense.
Yeah, some that didn't make a Pollock painting at the end of it.
Fuck. Ready for another one?
Oh, God, we got more?
Oh, I got tons. Oh, right. I got lots, dude. We've had
oh,
time.
Oh, God, we're going to do a whole big segment. All right, let's go. Right,
so we got your state back.
This one's North Carolina.
We're right. Backed up, and Jason's letting out the pressure. Yeah,
this is North Carolina. This actually, I got this one off of an English news site. Apparently, I didn't.
BBC.
They didn't have it in America. They had to have this shit overseas because it's ridiculous. A mother in the United States has been arrested after apparently trading her one-year-old daughter for a car.
Yeah, that sounds like an American thing to do.
Alice Leanne Todd was held after trying to give up her baby to a couple in exchange for a 1992 Plymouth Laser.
Aww. Oh, okay. All right, that's a good trade.
A Plymouth Laser.
Laser.
Come on. It was for a Tesla. That's one thing. But.
Yeah, fucking laser.
Why don't you just trade your baby for a Chevette?
Right? I'm not quite sure what happened to this picture, but these are the people involved.
Oh Lord.
Oh, God. You know, these are.
Oh, what the fuck?
These are fun time criminals.
Obviously, some fucking quality people.
So the guy in the middle, he looks a lot like somebody who would either. Like I'm on the fence because he looks like somebody who would have a child and want to trade it for a laser, or he has a laser and he's like, I'm looking for a kid. Like, right. I don't know.
No. Well, this gets better for me because I'm confused. I'm not necessarily confused by, but humored by. It says the 45-year-old has been arrested with the unlawful sale, surrender, or purchase of a minor. There's such a thing as a lawful sale of a minor. I mean, I don't remember when that shit happened, but
I don't know. I thought slavery was kind of abolished.
The unlawful
a long time
sale.
Ago.
Like,
I don't
okay.
know. I think they should do away with that law because, like, mining is not, you know, really a booming industry as much these days with all the green energy. So, you know, sell the miners. You know what I mean?
So cheap.
That was a joke.
I would trade him a
there's,
fucking
there's
miner.
The car. There's the picture
that's
of the car.
Pretty sweet.
That
Come
is
on.
That
it's a fucking laser.
The only thing that made that better is if it was a convertible.
Or if it said laser across the side.
It doesn't even not even spell correctly.
Fucking laser with a Z.
So
with two R's. For that.
Yeah.
You would trade a baby for that?
I might trade a baby.
Laser.
Especially to the guy that looks like Ron Jeremy's small dick brother.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Oh. Philip Jeremy.
That's right.
He's
got a hair lip. That's why he
has. That's why he has that shitty mustache to cover it up.
That's terrible.
Apparently they're being held in jail on a bond of $50,000 each. That's about
that's
it.
That's way that's more
all
than
you
the
point for trying to sell a kid. Huh?
Apparently, yeah.
Hey man, our court system's fucked up.
They're trading a fucking laser. Like they don't have 50 grand to trade to fucking pay their fuck.
I don't have 50 grand to pay for the car. I don't have 50 grand to pay for a kid. Jesus.
God damn.
There's not. Like I don't even know how to make that funnier than it is. It's already so funny. Like,
it's ridiculous.
There are people out there that would trade a kid for a laser.
What state was that?
North Carolina.
Oh, God. That is some North Carolina
shit. Appalachian
okay.
people. That, yeah. All right.
Hey, man.
That's just old school bartering. That's how they used to do things in Appalachia.
You got a baby? I got a kitten. I got a Vespa.
I'll show you. Vespa. Would you imagine going down the fucking hills in North Carolina? It's...
You throw in that fanny pack, we got a deal.
And the really, really like shortcut bicycle shorts.
Give me that big rebel flag. We're going. We're good.
Oh God!
On the Vespa.
Yeah, just flying behind. Next one comes to us from Arkansas.
Oh, good old Arkansas.
Yeah, Arkansas. We haven't had one from Arkansas yet, so this one's
we haven't.
Not that I'm aware
for
of.
For as long as we've been doing this.
Yeah. I don't remember one anyway.
That's odd. You think we'd be revisiting Arkansas?
This was just silly. I found this humorous, so I wanted to share it. But,
well, this is a comedy podcast.
Two men were arrested in Arkansas this week after allegedly taking turns shooting each other while wearing a bulletproof vest.
Oh god, that's some fucking Reno 911 shit. Like,
Charles Ferris, age 50, and Christopher Hicks, age 36, were detained on Monday after the incident. It left one neighbor alarmed.
Alarmed,
yeah.
I was slightly startled.
But, yeah, just...
they were not...
That's fucking gutsy. You know what I mean?
I kind of missed half of what you said. What were you saying?
I was just...
They got shot.
They were shooting each other.
They were shooting each other with bulletproof vests.
Okay.
Yeah, they were shooting each other. I think they were taking turns with the vest on. I think they just had the one.
Oh, you do me now.
Yeah. Which that's a lot of trust. That's a lot of trust to put into somebody else, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I agree.
I'll be honest with you guys. I mean, I don't care how good a shot you are. I would not trust you
shooting me. I mean, what if the fucking vest fails?
That's like...
I'm
totally agreeing with you on that one. Fuck that. Like you guys, but
it's actually an elaborate murder attempt by one of the friends. He like puts some fucking armor piercing rounds in when his friend puts the vest on.
Well, they first interviewed one of the guys after he was admitted to the hospital. He had a red spot on his upper chest, but he tried to concoct an elaborate cover story.
just elaborate. Yeah, all you gotta say is me and my friend were punching each other in the chest and laughing.
Yeah.
When confronted, he changed the story. According to the affidavit, he confirmed that they were drinking and playing with a bullet-resistant vest. After asking Hicks to shoot him, he was hit in the chest with a .22 caliber semi-automatic rifle, leaving the mark.
Oh God, that's even more stupid. Some of the vests are made for slightly larger, like handgun calibers, but .22s will slip through a few of those.
So the potential for them killing each other depending on
what ammo they're using. Yeah.
So he reported
fucking
that
stupid.
Ferris asserted that he had been left pissed about the injury and then unloaded the clip into Hicks, who by this stage was wearing the vest.
Oh, Lord.
The friend was struck 5 times in the back.
Fuck. That's... Oh, man. Yeah. You just really buttered my biscuits when you shot me with that gun. Now I'm going to shoot you with the gun. What the fuck, man?
They were both arrested on suspicion of aggravated assault, Class D felony, which carries a potential penalty of 6 years in prison and a fine of up to $10,000.
Oh, come on. They weren't hurting each other.
Well, they could. They said it could escalate to somebody getting seriously injured.
We'll worry about that bridge when we get to it.
I feel like it's not assault if both parties are willing.
Yeah, if they're both doing it.
It's kind of dumb.
It's not like they sold a baby.
Yeah, for a Plymouth laser.
For a fucking laser.
Laser.
That's, laser!
Just the name alone is worth it. You know, like... Yeah. I traded a baby
for
a laser.
Yeah, what other vehicle is called a laser? None of them.
Lasers and blazers and all kinds of azers.
Azers.
get a blazer and cross the B out. All
right. Yeah. We got one last one.
All right. One more. Holy shit, Jason. You're blowing my mind.
Sorry, bro. Sorry. This one comes
to
us from...
That's a weird thing to apologize for.
This one comes to us from Oregon. A man arrested after wheeling dead deer and empty beer cans through Walmart entrance.
That was a...
Yeah, so the problem was, like, there's not a whole lot you can't do at a Walmart, but the problem is he brought the deer carcass in while trying to shoplift beer. And,
Where was this?
This was in Oregon.
Yeah. However, don't steal our fucking beer.
Roseburg, Oregon. Jesse Canita is... he had the deer and a bunch of empty beer cans in
this
the cart.
This is some
when
Florida shit. Like,
Oregon is just cold Florida. That's really all.
He was drunk, apparently, but he was arrested because he tried to conceal 24-ounce beers, among other items, in his shopping cart. He refused to give the beer back when loss prevention confronted him, but he was only cited for the incident. They didn't arrest him. But
bring it all back to the house, Earl.
Yeah, just
yeah. He knew those cops.
I was all like Luke and a Wampa. It was fantastic.
What the fuck?
He starts chastising the deer when he's confronted. Like, you put that back. You know better.
Oh man, that's the perfect alibi for being crazy.
You got so drunk you thought your pet deer was stealing beer.
Oh man,
he should have tried to hide the beer inside the deer.
Oh, is that not what he was doing?
Did you? I'm sorry. I've got one.
Nature's
more.
Cooler.
Wait, well, I thought he was hiding it in the deer.
No, he just went in with a deer carcass and empty beer cans, and then tried to conceal stuff with other things that he had in his cart.
That's a missed opportunity right there.
So wait, so like if he had a bunch of empty beer cans, I would have hit it in a wheelbarrow, like, and he put a cold six pack from the store inside it, like they wouldn't be able to tell. Like he's disguised, like if you, it's like hiding a tree limb amongst trees.
Yeah,
it's like if I just put a six pack in a can of or like a whole bunch of empties.
Yeah, but he probably just put the fucking. He just probably put a case. He just probably put the whole case in.
But if he had just taken the deer in, got the beer, and then got online and paid for it, they'd be like, "Oh, hello, sir."
Yeah.
He'd be like, "Here you go."
That's a beautiful buck.
you tagged that yourself?
Oregon shit.
You know.
I do have one more if you want it, but
I went hunting.
This is from January, so it's not current.
I went hunting in Oregon when I was a kid.
Did you?
Yeah, on the trail.
How did that go? Oh, on the Oregon
Trail? I got dysentery. Fucking died.
I should have seen that one coming.
Got him.
Oh.
I know you remember that game.
Oh, hell yeah.
I think that's one of the few games that they should redo. I would love to play
it. I think they have redone it. I think they remastered it or something.
No, I mean I want it set up like fucking Red Dead Redemption kind of thing.
Oh,
you know?
Open world Oregon Trail.
That would be badass. Like you'd have to fight the Native Americans at night as they circled around your camp.
Like, you know, like
you have acquired blouse of +5 dysentery resistance.
Yeah, you know.
It's an RPG.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is fucking
Timmy gets dysentery.
I don't know what else would it be.
Shows you cut him open and fucking take his skin. Anyway.
Press X to scalp the American.
The last one actually comes to us from Oregon as well. Like I said, it's a little
wow. Damn, twofer.
Yeah,
twofer.
This one, a man was sentenced to 20 months in prison for sexually assaulting a horse.
A horse? Wait, did you say whores or a horse?
A horse.
Okay. All right. That's what I thought you said.
Oh, my God.
I don't know, man. I'm from upstate New York. This shit happens all the time.
Oh, really?
It's pretty normal.
Every few months, we'd pick up, like, the
The newspaper. New York Times?
No.
I thought you were about to say
local
you.
Newspaper.
I thought you said.
The local newspaper and be like, man arrested for raping sheep. Like, kind of thing. You know?
I thought you were going to say every few months we would pick up a horse. And
no, we did the cow tipping thing, but we didn't do the horse raping thing.
Dad would take us out to the ranch and we get to our.
You just choose one. I think that one looks very sweet right there.
So. Fucking upstate New York people, man. I love that they like to make fun of like Southern people because they're like, oh, there's fucking, they like to fuck sheep and all that shit. But then you like, you talk about it, you come from up there, and it's like it's the same shit. It's just like they.
No, dude, upstate New York people are hardcore rednecks.
Really?
Yeah, I've worked with a few, and they like, I didn't know they were from there until they told me they were from there. I thought they were from fucking Baker County.
That country.
Like
accent,
even the accent is like really? Not that different.
Oh yeah, yeah. You got to be strong with anybody here, right?
It's that mumbly, that mumbly Baker shit. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. 20 miles outside of any major city, it just everybody sounds country.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It's fair a fine enough. Line between country folk and cracker up there.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah, so apparently this happened. Stable owner had a horse in her barn been sexually assaulted. The woman's daughter, a veterinarian, conducted an examination of the horse and took samples of fluid found inside the animal.
Ew.
Kenneth Duyck.
Duyck?
D-U-Y-C-K. Dick?
D-U-Y?
Kenneth Duyck?
Duyck.
You say
Duyck.
Dick, I say Duyck.
Was identified as a suspect
maybe
in the case.
Duyck.
Detectives found him in the area Walmart, sleeping inside a stolen car.
And what, they jerked him off to get a sample?
So he admitted to going to the stable without permission and touching a horse's tail, but denied any wrongdoing.
He touched its tail with what?
His tail. So,
I was just brushing off my wiener with the tail. So,
I just fell in.
So he's going to have 2 years post-prison probation after 20 months in prison.
Probation.
And a complete sex offender and mental health treatment.
That's the first time I've ever heard that joke. Okay.
That was good.
So yeah, he's got a complete sex offender and mental health treatment. So that's sex. He's gonna be.
He's a registered sex offender.
For fucking a horse.
Like, look, man. I don't think horse should be fucked, but now he's gotta go to like everyone in a 100-yard radius.
Yeah, he's a fucking weirdo. he should have to ring. Hey, hi, I fucked a horse once, but I won't touch your kids. I promise.
Your dog
just fucking
on the other
winks
hand
at you, like. But keep your dog locked up at night.
Isn't that guy work? Chow?
He fucking touches his lips, just like all creepy.
You can come to my daughter's birthday party, but you gotta leave when the pony arrives.
Fucking pony show.
Free pony rides mean something completely different.
Oh, God. Yep. Yep. Okay.
Wow.
So we've got dick clits, horse fucking. What else have we talked about tonight?
Dead deer, Walmart.
Fucking dead deers.
Skull shootings.
fucking dumbass Jay-Z's retarded brother shooting his skull girlfriend shooting in the skull. So, fuck. All right. Good job, Jason.
What a way for a comeback, Jason. Yeah, well, that was good.
Well,
I just saying.
We know one guy who's not getting his comeback because the veterinarian took it.
What's this?
A vet taking your cum, though?
Why is it chunky?
Yeah, out of the horse's whatever he put it in.
I thought it was just like whenever you go there and they're like, oh,
no.
Well,
they're like, we can look at your animal, but we need a semen sample first.
I mean, while
like,
we're doing them, do you want us to do you too?
Like,
I mean, here's running this, to two for.
Here's this copy of Equestrian for you.
Yeah, my dick's so big, I gotta go to a vet. like what? Yeah, I've always heard the saying "hung like a horse," but good shit. All right, so if you're still watching, and I bet you are, you're probably wondering why this hat is right.
Oh God, why is there a hat?
Is
there?
Right in front of us here.
There's fucking slips of paper.
There are slips of paper in this hat. And we are going to play a little bit of fan fiction roulette.
Oh, God.
Yep.
For people who have never seen us play fan fiction roulette, what we're going to do is we're going to read terrible fan fiction.
They've never seen us.
Well, you're going to see us now.
I should have gotten drunk before this episode.
You should have. It would have been fun.
You should have had more than one Dos Equis.
Yes.
Yeah.
You should have Dos Equis.
So, one is not enough to do it.
So what we are going to read today, gentlemen, and I will probably ask you to pull this up on your phone before we get too crazy, we're going to be reading Sonic High School. For anyone who is not aware of Sonic High School, it is one of... It's on up there with terrible fan fiction. There's no real way to describe it,
fuck
so we're just going to leave it. We're going to read Sonic High School.
Jesus
what?
Christ.
You've heard of it, right?
I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, are we doing what?
Sonic the Hedgehog
Chapter
High School?
1.
Chapter 1 starts with Sonic woke up and looked at the clock.
Yeah, I got it.
Fucking hell.
So,
all right.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
You'll go first?
Why not?
Oh, so, all right,
shit.
So we're going to go
we'll
in
go
clockwise order. Tyson, pull a recommendation out of the hat.
All right, recommendation. You won't be able to understand any of it.
What? What does it say?
Okay.
Fuck it. I'm not wearing my Chewbacca shirt tonight.
Oh, is it Chewie?
It's Chewbacca, yeah.
Okay. Is that yours?
Yeah.
I can't. I can't even.
I
wouldn't make any sense.
I didn't know we were reading something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Yeah. All right.
Let's just. We'll do that one. All right.
Sean Connery.
All right, Sean Connery. I dig it. So, Tyson, if you will.
What is he, fucking Scottish or something?
Yes.
All right.
Fucking horses, but he's Scottish.
All right, Tyson, take it away. Chapter one.
How far?
We'll figure it out. Okay. Read until you're...
All right, we'll go.
Sonic woke up and looked at the clock. 7 o'clock, it said. And Sonic screamed. I'm late for school. I have to get to school now, said Sonic, jumping out of bed. Sonic put his clothes on really fast and ran out of his room because he is fast. No time for breakfast, said Sonic as he ran past Sonic's mom.
What the fuck?
Oh, shit.
You will regret this, said Sonic's mom, leering at him from the kitchen stove, wearing aprons and oven mitts on her hands.
She was wearing more than
she
one
was
apron.
Wearing aprons on her hands?
What? Fucking it, that's what it says. Sonic did not care. He was late. Sonic ran outside and ran to the bus stop where people were getting on the bus.
I think that's good.
Wow. It, like, I don't think that you will regret this was supposed to be like a like as threatening. When Sean Connery says it, it's like, you'll regret this. Like, what the fuck? All right, Jason, it is now your turn. What is your thing?
Okay. Unintelligible. I'm going to butcher this one.
Oh, are we supposed to be guessing what?
No, it's, okay. It says Indian.
Do you want?
Oh God!
To trade,
okay.
Yeah, but, you want to trade?
Yeah, let me trade one in.
Let Jacob do his special.
Yeah, because Jacob can do Indian. I cannot.
I mean, it's Columbus Week. Come on.
Yeah.
Not that kind.
Kermit the Frog. Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Tails.
Nope.
Tails. No.
Hold on.
Kermit, there we go. Okay, Tails, Knuckles, wait for me, said Sonic as he ran towards the bus. Hey, Knuckles, it's Sonic, said Tails to Knuckles at the bus stop. He is late, said Knuckles to Tails before getting on the bus. Sonic ran so fast to the bus, and he got on the bus after Tails.
That's so specific.
Just in time, said Sonic. Puffing and puffing like he was doing the Cupid Shuffle for the first time.
The fuck is the Cupid Shuffle?
Sonic sat down next to Tails, and Knuckles sat behind them, taking up both seats. I'm so bad, said Knuckles, laughing because he sat where two people could sit. Knuckles did this every day, and no one bothered him. But they all knew he was against the rules of both man and God. The bus started and drove at the school and parked and they got out.
What a fucking edgelord.
It's against the rules of both man and God.
And God.
Still, am I still going?
Yeah, no, go ahead and do one more. We're at the school now. And Tails, it's time to... said Tails, sorry. It's time to go to class. Sonic was also at school, so he went to his first class of the day, English class. Sonic did not like English very much, but he did not like any class very much that was not about running and going fast, which is what Sonic does best. Sonic got into his class and sat down in his seat.
Wow. That was...
All right, Dan.
All right.
It's your turn.
Looks like a man.
Good job.
What are you apologizing job, for? That was great. Right. Give me one of those. Yeah, there you go. So, Dan, what has the fickle hat of fate dealt you?
Bill Cosby.
Okay.
Oh, God.
All right. That's I don't know.
No, that sounded pretty Bill Cosby.
Is that him giving head in prison?
Yes. Yes, it
Let's
is.
See.
We are at it is journal day.
It is. No, I got nothing on Bill Cosby, man. It is journal day. No, upset. English teacher. Miss. I fucking goddamn. I'm not a Bill Cosby kind. Listen.
You want to...
Tall and white and had gray hair, and she was not pretty.
There you go.
Take out the journals, put them in the pile, and I will read the entries to the class. Sonic took out his blue journal, and he ran to the front quickly. And his journal on the desk ran back to the desk, all with his head down, in talking there, looking at anyone. Sonic was so fast that he did it first. Everyone else did it afterwards and slower.
That was pretty good.
That was pretty good. I like that.
Am I going still?
Yeah, you want to tackle that next paragraph?
All right. Mrs. Lesson grabbed a journal from the pile, and Sonic knew it was his because it looked like Sonic's journal. Sonic knew this because he had written in it so many times. This was crazy, Pudding Pop. Miss Lesson opened a totally random page, and it was the worst page he could have picked. She began to read. Dear journal, I called the doctor today about a problem. I have a problem with my balls. They are itchy, and it is difficult to sit still with them because they are so itchy. I have to back up against stucco surfaces and rub up and down them to relieve the itchiness. No creams have worked. Creams, like in Pudding Pop, only make my balls sweat like the breath in through a bread, and I think Amy, my girlfriend, noticed. I hope my doctor calls Love Sonic.
Love Sonic? Are you fucking shitting me?
That was a great passage for a Bill Cosby voice, by the way.
We didn't even fucking...
My balls itch. Like, what the fuck?
That was good. All right.
Jesus.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Let me see.
Okay. Excuse me.
Oh, okay. So I have a blank one, which means this is a wild card, and you guys get to choose what you want me to do.
Oh.
Batman.
Which one?
Christian Bale.
There's only one Batman.
No, I mean, like you want Christian Bale, you want Adam West, like...
I would have said, fucking
Val Kilmer.
Yeah. Either Val Kilmer or
Kevin Conroy.
Kevin Conroy.
Just
Batman,
the dullest.
Right? Come on.
I would have picked Bonesaw, but that's just me.
Bonesaw.
Reader's choice, but it has to be Batman.
Okay. So what do you?
You should trade up between Batmans as you're reading.
Okay. Okay.
Transition. You know what I mean.
All right. Okay.
Oh no, stop reading. Said Sonic, but he reacted too late because it was already read. All of it. Everyone in class laughed, and Sonic felt like an idiot asshole because now everyone knows all about his ball problems. Sonic felt his rage build up inside of him like a pool of lava in a volcano. Stop laughing at me! Don't tell anyone! Shouted Sonic, but everyone was laughing so loud that they did not hear him, and Sonic was just so embarrassed and mad and sad, but more embarrassed, so he ran out of the class fast. Sonic ran to his locker and opened it up and screamed into it! He screamed... This sucks! And curse words, too.
You want me to keep going?
Yes, please.
What is the problem? Said Tails. Are you mad? Said Tails. Sonic was mad, so he nodded. You should tell everyone that it's okay to have problems with your balls, and then they probably have problems that they don't want everyone to know about, too, so stop laughing at me!
Sonic thought Tails was right, because Tails was smart. Knuckles was there, too, so he said... Sonic, what's...
Sonic, what is this I heard about you're having problems with your penis and balls? That's my George Clooney Batman. Sonic was so mad again, so he punched Knuckles and he ran away quick.
Fuck. I love that. Well done. That was that was fun.
Interesting.
All right,
Ty.
Fuck.
All right. It's all you, bud. How are we looking? Sorry, bud. What you got?
Fuck, I don't know if I can get my voice this high.
You want to trade it up?
No, I'll try it.
What you got?
Fuck, how do I do this? Chris Rock.
Oh, Chris Rock? Fucking.
Wait, no, I'm thinking Chris Tucker. Chris Rock is...
Chris Rock is down. He's not as high as Chris Tucker.
He goes high, though.
He can go, yeah.
I'm just thinking fucking Rush Hour. That's Chris Tucker.
That's Chris Tucker, yeah.
Yeah, Chris Tucker.
Fuck, I don't know what Chris Rock sounds like.
Oh, switch up then.
I'm trying to think. I don't know who Chris Rock is.
Oh, I should probably fold that one back up.
Yeah. What's it say?
Oh, fuck. President, your choice.
Oh, okay. Do you want to choose, or do you like let us know, or do you want to like us to guess?
Fuck.
I know you do a pretty good Obama.
Yeah, your Obama's pretty good. I think we're at where Sonic ran to.
Yeah.
Oh, is that? Okay.
Yeah. But you can choose anything. You can be Abraham Lincoln for all we care. Abraham Lincoln talks like this.
Where Sonic ran to was his next class. It is now second period, so it was okay. And that class was a history class. Sonic did not care about history class. Hey, Amy, said Sonic, check me out. And Sonic did a dance move.
That's so literal.
Wow, cool. Let's kiss, said Amy. And Sonic and Amy kissed. Right there in the class, and some other people in the class watched. But the teacher wasn't there yet, so they didn't get in trouble. And who was going to tell Sonic he can't kiss his girl friend in class? Amy kissed Sonic so hard that he was thinking, let's have sex. But he didn't say it because the teacher would show up by the time they started to have the sex in history class. Sonic kissed back really hard, and it was sexy to everyone.
To everyone? Everyone was just watching them make out. Just like, that's pretty damn sexy.
This is fucking idiot.
The teacher arrived, and they did class, but Sonic looked at Amy the whole time, who was sitting next to Rouge. Rouge is actually how that's spelled.
Rouge?
Pronounced.
Is it pronounced Rouge?
That's spelled Rouge, but I think they meant Rogue. Mm. But
the whole thing was named Rogue, but yeah, they spelled it all wrong.
Amy and Rouge talked, and they looked at Sonic sometimes and laughed. And Sonic thought Amy was telling her about how awesome Sonic kissed her, but it was not. Rogue was telling Amy and about Sonic's gay ball problems. And Amy was Sonic's girlfriend, but she thought it was the funniest thing ever. Class ended, and Sonic went to Amy quick, but did not stop on the way. Hey, Amy, why do you go telling Rouge about how hard we kiss? Said Sonic with a smile on his face. That meant that he did not care that Amy did this and really wanted her to, because it made him look cooler.
What?
Okay.
Actually, Rouge was telling me about the problems with your balls and penis and butthole that everyone found out about in your English class. Wow, was Sonic surprised. He did not know what to say.
Fantastic. All right. Chapter 2.
All right.
I want Obama to have like a to narrate like a medical journal
Oh, Jesus.
The balls. The breasts.
your gay God. Ball problems.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Okay. Oh, boy. Jerry Seinfeld. What's the deal, Jason?
The rest of the day for Sonic. I can't do Jason
Seinfeld. It's got to be a little more nasally, like up in the top of your like, what's the deal?
Let me trade that out, okay. Man. Seriously, I'm going to butcher that horribly. Somebody else with a better ear for it. Hold on. Same one.
You pick Jerry Seinfeld again, you have to do it then.
How would you do a George W. Bush? It's like slightly
Chris
higher.
Chris Tucker.
George W. Bush.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like high pitched, but like soft and nasally.
Well, George W. is not really like
right.
up there. Okay. I mean, he's kind of up there. But
bring it down.
You got to bring it down, especially when you talk about 9/11. I'm not supposed to laugh about that though. Janie told me not to laugh. Something like that.
What do you get? Right, what do you
I
have
got? Chris to? Tucker.
Okay.
Oh Lord.
Chris all Tucker.
Right. You got to yeah. stand back from your mic.
Oh God.
A
little bit.
All right. Oh God. Let me. I gotta.
Do you understand all the words right. that are coming out of my mouth?
No, I
that's
know.
The phrase right. I use to get into yeah. Chris Tucker every time.
Yeah. That's the phrase everyone uses to get into Chris Tucker.
Chris Tucker does it too.
The rest of the day for Sonic was awful. So bad that he...
Sorry. That's not high enough.
I'm trying not to go that high. I don't.
No, squeeze your balls and get high.
Just get Dan to squeeze your balls
so
for
much
you.
That you
the rest of the day for Sonic was
problems.
Awful. So bad that when Sonic went home, we went right to the bathroom and took a big poop.
That's perfect.
It was a mad poop because it went out fast. It shooted out of his butthole so fast, it was like a gun shooting. His poop stunk so much that even the neighbors could smell it.
What the fuck?
And they all had a meeting that night about what to do about it.
What? They had a meeting?
And they decided... that they would just put fans on outside, and if it really started to smell again, they would do something else.
Fucking, how about light a match, neighbors?
So Sonic pooped and went up to his room and shouted into his pillow, I hate everything! Sonic shouted loud and heard a knock at his door. What's wrong, Sonic? Asked Sonic's mom. Nothing, said Sonic. Said Sonic.
It actually says said Sonic.
It's quotes. What? Nothing said Sonic. In quotes said Sonic.
Sonic was talking about himself in third person.
Are you good, Jason?
I'm good.
All right. Okay, cool.
Okay. Just keep it down because I'm trying to watch the TV, said Sonic's mom to Sonic, and left without saying anything else.
Why do I feel like I'm from the fucking Boondocks and stuff?
Anyway.
I don't know.
Sonic was in his room still. So he looked out the window and saw Tails flying out there with his tail. With his flying tail. Shit.
Flying there with his flying tail.
Yeah.
With this flying tail. All
right. We're going to go somewhere else now.
It all doesn't. Right. Yeah.
All right, Dan. All right.
I've lost
all
it.
All up to you. It's all right, Dan. All right, it was a good effort. Good effort.
Indian.
Okay. You ready? Or you want
to
switch it?
We're back to Jacob's racist corner. Let's switch it.
You switch it?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, man.
All
right. He's like, I'm an educator. I don't need to be seen doing this shit. Okay. Don't worry. The five people that listen to the show are not going to report you.
Don Pardo.
I don't even know who the fuck that is. Like.
That's the announcer for Saturday Night Live.
Oh, God. Wow.
The not quite ready for primetime players.
Not quite ready for prime.
Yeah, that's the voice. I just had to put words to it.
Where the fuck are we here? All right.
Sonic,
okay.
Yes,
Sonic, are you okay?
Sonic, are you okay? Asked Tails. I was worried about you, Sonic. Sonic was less than mad because Tails always nice and smart and didn't care what Sonic left. That Sonic left his porns around the room. And he could tell. Think about the kissing and doing sex on Amy when he wasn't with Amy. Please be happy, said Tails. Are you there? Sonic went to the window and opened the window. Sonic grabbed Tails.
and put him in the bed because Sonic is too strong.
You're strong too.
Strong too.
No, yes, it's that. Written terribly. Oh,
Jesus Christ, this is awful.
This day is the worst, said Sonic. Everyone thinks I'm a gay loser. And because I gave them my journal, Sonic cried a little, and Tails put his hand under his face to catch his tears. Tears can stain the carpet.
Is that what your mom told you?
Tails hugged Sonic and said, I am always here for you. The prom is tonight also.
You just wedge that part in there.
Wow, I forgot, said Sonic. Sonic ran to his closet fast and pulled out his prom uniform. It's a tuxedo. And put it on faster. Is our limo here yet, Tails? And Sonic said Sonic while looking at Tails. Yes, said Tails, right back.
What the fuck? Oh, hey, by the way, tonight's prom, so, like...
They just fucking threw that in there.
Is the limo here yet? Like, what the fuck? All right, let's see what I got here.
Hopefully it's Indian.
Oh, Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yes!
All right. All
right. All right. So yeah, Bonesaw.
There you go.
All right, so we're at...
Let's go.
Let's go.
You just did a... fuck ton of speed. You just fucking wired.
Let's go! Said Sonic went outside with Tails, who was also in prom clothing, and they went outside and got in the limo. The limo is broken, said the limo driver, who looked like a person but darker colored.
What? What? No!
That's problematic.
This was back
to say that in Randy Savage's voice.
I think this story is a little problematic, brother.
Oh, no.
Sonic and Tails got out of the limo and asked the limo driver if they could fix it. Nope. The limo was broken eternally, said the limo driver.
Eternally or internally? It's broken forever. Eternally.
I'm not a mechanic, but I think this thing's gonna be broken forever.
It's fucked.
Okay.
So Sonic grabbed Tails' hand and said, let's go, and ran all the way to the prom, oh yeah, which was on an island called Ghost Island. Yeah, this place is scary, said Tails. Ghost Island was really scary. Yeah, it was shaped like a skull, and everything looked like it was dead. Sonic looked at Tails. Yeah, yeah, it is, said Sonic.
Fuck.
You're just doing this the whole time. You're flexing. He's doing the fucking Macho Man, like, flexing the whole time to, like, stay in character.
I mean, it helps.
I would have done it, too. I just think it's funny.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Oh, God.
Where was I at? Why would they put the prom on this island?
Why would they put the prom on this island, said Tails. I don't see anyone else from the school here. Tails and Sonic were both worried about it all. Sonic and Tails walked for
now. I'm very self-conscious of where
I'm putting. I'm sorry. I just had to. It was
no, sorry.
Sonic and Tails walked forward, and there was a haunted house. Yeah, Sonic and Tails went into the haunted house, and it was spooky.
That was pretty scary.
Sonic saw a ghost, and Tails saw a mummy, and there was a man. And he was laughing, yeah.
All right.
Oh, fuck.
Next.
All right, Tyson.
All right.
You want to do one or two more rounds?
Yeah.
No, I just did this one. President, your choice.
All right. Pop it back in there,
oh,
sir.
Oh, okay. All right, somebody else.
Oh, I'm supposed to be putting these back in?
No. Oh, I guess. No, he just...
I already did
you,
that one.
You already put the ones you wanted to do. You already did that one?
No, I fucking...
Fuck. All right, who do you got?
Jerry Seinfeld.
Are you confident in your Jerry
Fuck,
Seinfeld?
I can't even think how he sounds.
Do
like,
another one?
Oh, yeah, we'll try a different one.
All right. You can't choose anymore. The next one, you got to stick with it.
All right. So I'm going to grab like two of them. Okay.
All right. You I'll just to guess on this one.
Haha! Sonic and Tails! Now you are both falling right into my trap! Said the man, laughing. The man looked like a fat, immature guy. It was Eggman.
Gay. Fat, immature, gay.
Fat, immature, gay. Wow. Oh, oh.
The man looked like a fat, immature, gay. It was Eggman. Eggman, why are you here? Why are you here? Asked Sonic and shouted at Eggman. Are you here for the Chaos Emeralds? Sonic shook his fists at Eggman and Tails ran at him, but what an idiot he was, because a cage fell down from the top of the sky and trapped Tails. You are doomed now, said Eggman. Welcome to a graveyard of you. Sonic was shocked, but did not run forward, because he did not want to get caught too. But what if Eggman did not have another cage? Sonic did not know, so he went to the side into a different room. This room was smaller and had carpets and wallpaper. It was still scary, though.
Wallpaper is pretty fucking terrifying.
Sonic said, I need to find a different way out to save Tails. And he walked into a door that was on the next wall. Next thing, said Sonic. And he came out of the room into the same room he was in. This is a haunted house, so you always come back to the same place, said Sonic, thinking of the famous saying he saw once on the wall of a Walgreens where it was written.
Fucking haunted Walgreens. Jesus.
Eggman laughed and pointed at Sonic. I kissed Amy, and now you can never date her again because I'm going to do sex to her tonight. No, this cannot be real, said Sonic. Sonic knew he had to do something, but what?
That was fucking great.
That was supposed to be Elmo.
Was that Elmo? I was thinking Mickey Mouse.
Whatever, really? It was. I don't know.
I thought it was fucking Michael Jackson.
All right, whatever.
You can't kiss him, you can't kiss, I kissed him, we did the
I wasn't whiny yeah. enough to be Michael Jackson.
I'm not going to do that, I can't. I'm not good at that one.
Wow. Fuck, that hurt my voice.
I hope that's not the same one. It is.
Jason, you're terrible at picking
stuff. Stop shaking it.
You shake it to get
Yeah, but
picks.
I don't want the same one.
Well,
God damn it.
What is it?
It's blank.
All right. Dealer's choice.
Well, you had the thing. Are you the dealer?
No, I mean, it's wild card. What are you thinking, Tyson? You got this look on your face.
Oh, God. Hopefully it's something I can do.
Jar Jar Binks?
Oh, shit. Fuck. That's a... Yeah. Jar Jar.
Jar Jar Binks?
Fucking Jar Jar, yeah.
Miss a man worthy for you.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Is that bad?
That's pretty good.
That's up there. And with the way the grammar is in this, it would pretty much fit with Jar Jar.
Sonic ran the fastest right to Dr. Eggman right through his tracks. What the fuck?
What are you mad about now?
No, just... Okay. And jumped at the floating platform that Eggman was standing on.
Now you just sound like you're impersonating a short person.
We want to talk about these fair wages, boss.
You're half as tall. You shouldn't get paid half as much.
Misa coming for you.
Yes. Perfect. There you go.
Said Sonic. And Misa jumped up, right to the platform. God damn, this is hard. And got so close, but fell because it was just too damn high to reach even for Sonic. Sonic said, damn, and ran up the staircase that was in the middle of the big room that were under Eggman. Sonic ran to the top, and at the top he jumped again from a higher spot, and this time reached the platform because it was easier to get to. Now you are Mises. Shannon, Sonic, right to Eggman in his ear.
You want to pass it up?
Because that's fucking
hurting your voice. Sorry, right, bud.
No problem.
All right, Dan. Give us.
Show us what you got.
That's a lot of strain in my. Like even more so than Kermit.
Peter Lorre.
God, I'm glad I'm not getting these.
I can pick his face.
That's the one you were looking for.
Yeah, yeah, he's the creepy one.
Yes. That kind of.
Why do you think?
Oh, yes, okay,
master.
Yeah.
Yes, master.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, all right.
Old school black and white horror.
Okay.
Master. All right. Where are we at?
I'm not going to fall.
Eggman in his ear, right?
Yep.
I am not going to fall. I'm going to be doing like a Mexican guy in the head.
I'm not going to fall, Essie. Gotcha. Come on me down.
I am not. Nope, see, I'm fucking.
Talk out of the side of your mouth. I found it easier.
I am not going to fall so easily.
Yeah.
Said Eggman when he grabbed a crystal remote out of his pocket. Fuck. And pressed a button and it made the dome lasers around the Eggman. Get out of here, you old Eggman. I am Eggman and I will have my way with the treasures on this island. That sounds dirty. Said Eggman. Eggman flew up higher on his platform, and Sonic had already fell from the lasers. They were on the floating platform, so Sonic didn't get to go to. Eggman disappeared into a purple and black portal, and the top of the ceiling and ceiling fucking spelled with an S.
Korean guy doing a fucking Mexican accent.
Perfect. In the top of the ceiling, and Sonic was left at the bottom of the room, in the middle of the stairs.
It's just like you're drifting into like little Nicky little bit.
Yeah.
Like it was funny. You want to do another paragraph, or are you
in the middle of the stairs?
To hurt your voice.
Amy still. You are. It's like a little Nicky. Yeah. Amy still has here somewhere. And I need to get Tails out of the lock cage, said Sonic, thinking about what he would do next. Yes, Sonic ran up to the stairs very fast, motherfucker, and down the hallway at the top of the stairs to the second floor. Sonic picked the door and ran into the door.
What?
The room Sonic ran into had a big picture of an old man on it, and he looked just so old that it made it seem like a skeleton was there. Sonic said, "This man probably ages ago
died
ages ago, woo, and left all his money for being a real estate to his sons who built this place." Sonic thought that it was not the right room to be in, so he left and went into the next room.
Fucking Rila State.
Rila State. That sounds like a fucking name. Like somebody was like, "I want my kid to sell houses," and they
sounded out. Fuck.
Oh my god, that is fucking genius. I love it. All right, so
that voice kind of reminds me of the Crypt Keeper.
A little bit.
Yeah. What was the first one?
I got it again. I might as well do it. Vladimir Putin. So I'm just going to say Russian, I guess.
Yeah.
Because he just sounds Russian. this was the right room? Is that where we're at?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Da.
Da.
This was the right room to be in. Sonic knew immediately. There was big red bed. And Amy was tied with rope around her feet and hands, and there was another rope around her head with a lock in her mouth, so she couldn't open it or say anything at all.
Sounds like that's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, that's... yeah.
Sounds very Russian. Sonic ran right to the bed without doing anything before doing that and untied Amy with his sonic speed. "I am so glad you are here," said Amy. "This prom is not turning out like I had hoped it would when I bought this dress."
Amy was wearing a pretty red dress, and this was like what she normally wears, but longer, and there were two flowers on the two shoulders. Amy's dress also made her boobs look bigger, Sonic noticed. Sonic thought of it just a moment that this was the perfect moment to get her to give sex to him, but he did not do it because Tails still needed help.
This what? Is not the perfect moment, Sonic.
You're tied up and defenseless. This is the perfect time to have sex.
No, Sonic.
Let's do it.
That's called rape, Sonic.
No, Sonic, that's rape.
Where is key to open Tails' cage? Said Sonic to Amy. We need to open Tails' cage. He can't get out of the cage. Cage. I saw Eggman putting a key in a safe behind the picture in the room you were just in, said Amy. So let's go get it.
That was very Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Amy and Sonic ran to the next room, and Sonic got there first. He is the faster one in the relationship.
And the best part is that Ryder doesn't even know what they did.
Three pump jump. Sonic pushed his big strong hand right through the painting like a bodybuilder and found the safe behind the painting.
Right. What?
I don't know.
I like your Vladimir Putin.
I don't know how accurate it is, but...
I think he's actually a little higher pitch.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. I was... Well...
But it's... No, I mean, just your Russian accent. Fucking Chris Rock again.
Oh, you want to do it?
You want me to just scream high-pitched and angry?
No, that's like, Chris Tucker.
I don't fucking know what Chris Tucker... Damn, can't grab it.
I think Chris Rock starts high and goes low.
Yeah.
Like, this is how I start doing things.
Yeah, yeah.
Harvey...
Gets a little gravelly.
Harvey Firestein?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Just think scratchy voice and gay.
Do you remember Mrs. Doubtfire?
No.
Oh.
Birdcage?
No.
Do you remember Rocko's Modern Life?
Yeah.
The big head frog guys? All they sounded like was this all the time.
Oh, just, Rocko.
There you go. That's better. That's closer.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
The I've things got, I would do to
I've, you. I'll try it.
I've
where
got
are we
to
at?
Call my mother.
We are at the safe. This safe needs a password.
What? One more time?
This safe needs a password.
Yeah,
said Sonic. What could it be? Sonic thought long and hard about everything he knew about Eggman. Sonic knew Eggman was a gay asshole who always ruined Sonic's plans to be the hero. And now he ruined Sonic's prom. Sonic tapped on his brain and thought harder. Maybe the password is his name, said Amy. It was not. And Sonic knew it before Sonic put it back to the safe lock. Put it into the safe lock. I love her for her body, thought Sonic. Sonic is a fucking shallow asshole. Sonic thought harder and had an idea. What if the password is Sahok Sidlamimi? Finally shouted Sonic at Amy next to him. Amy, who was there, said, what does that mean? Amy, Sonic's girlfriend, was confused. It is Chaos Emeralds backwards. What he really wants is messed up, so we could not guess it. Screamed Sonic so happy. Sonic typed the password into the safe, and would you know it, it popped open, and there was a big key. So Sonic took it. Sonic ran down the stairs, and then Amy did, and Sonic opened Tails' cage, and Tails got out.
Christ.
You good?
Oh, this hurt my head.
That fucking hurt my voice.
You'll be all right. All right, this will be the last round.
Don Knotts.
Okay. Don Knotts? Yes. Think you can do Don Knotts, Jason?
I'm so glad to be...
Hey, that's good.
All right. I'm so glad to be safe one again.
Andy!
Thanks to you, Sonic! The day is saved! Tails was smiling bigger than a crocodile having a silly dream, but Sonic was not!
That was a good thing for Don Knotts to say.
What is wrong, Sonic? Everything is right now, said Sonic.
What?
No, it isn't, said Sonic, so mad and said, Eggman got away without a real punishment for what he did. Sonic shook his face at the sky. Thinking about how Eggman slipped away, like a slippery balloon that Sonic let go of.
Oh, God, that's some Mayberry shit right there. Yeah. I shook my face at the sky.
What the fuck? But we are all safe, Amy said. That is what really matters. Sonic figured right then that Amy's superpower must be being nice, because like he knew before, it wasn't being smart, which Tails was best.
I mean, he already said he loves her for her body, not her brains.
Oh, God.
Wait, all right, so Tails is a thing in the Sonic world, right?
Yeah, Tails is.
And Knuckles is, yeah. And Sonic and Eggman. Is Amy a thing, or yeah, is this like his
she's
fucking...
She's the pink one.
Oh, okay.
That's his all girlfriend. Right.
I wasn't sure if this was just like some girl that he inserted into his creepy story.
No, Amy's real.
Okay.
There's all a lot of weird, like, stuff with her.
And Sonic is also good at it, too. Sonic did not even think about how this day with school was bad anymore, because his balls did not even really itch anymore. Sonic laughed, Tails laughed, Amy laughed, and they all went home ready for the next day of school.
Good Lord.
That's a good ending. Yeah, for...
What's that?
That's the end.
That's the end of chapter 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to just end it there?
Yeah.
Right. That was a good end.
You want to go one more round, or are you good?
Doesn't matter.
Cool.
All right.
Let's do this. Okay. So, yeah. That was fun. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Oh, I want to bring something up that I saw today. Is anybody are you familiar with Direct Insurance? There's a company. I guess they're here in Duval, but they do insurance for like cars and stuff like that. So,
is it Direct Auto? Is that the one you're talking about?
I think so. It might be Direct Auto. So. So picture this. The billboard says, sometimes you make or sometimes you mess up. Direct doesn't care about that. And can you just guess who the fuck they have as their spokesman?
Oh, Jared from Subway.
No, but that's but it's close. It's not pedophilic, but it's still pretty fucked up. So
Harvey Weinstein?
No. No. It was still illegal. So they have this big quote, you know, sometimes you make mistakes.
Michael Vick.
But it's no. Close. But it was like it's okay. And with a big smiling ass picture of Tonya Harding. Sometimes you make mistakes. Sometimes you break a bitch's leg so she can't beat you in the Olympics. Like that's kind of fucked up, isn't it?
Yeah. No, I think I've
seen... Are you sure it was Tonya Harding?
It was Tonya
Harding.
No,
they've actually got commercials with her on it. Yeah. I've seen that. Yeah.
Sometimes you make a mistake.
Yeah. But directly...
That was not a mistake. It was deliberate and planned.
Yeah. Like,
a mistake?
Yeah. I don't know if I want...
What a dumb bitch.
But
no, I don't think she's a dumb bitch for it. I mean, the company might.
They're
be
all dumb bitches.
I mean, she's getting
point.
Paid for it, so I mean, she's gonna milk it for what it's worth.
Well, yeah, I mean, but still,
still not getting that gold.
She's the smart one in this situation. For
yeah,
like, no, definitely. I'm not putting the blame on her. I'm just saying, like, it was just fucking weird.
Didn't she pop up on like Dancing with the Stars or something? Just recently, like 2 seasons ago or some shit.
You know who didn't pop up on Dancing with the Stars?
Why? What?
Oh, God.
God, that
I'm
was...
sorry. That was a bad joke.
Oof, that was a fucked up thing, man. But yeah, I saw that today, and I was like, there's no way I can not talk about this.
That's awesome.
Because it's like having Mike Tyson out there. It's like sometimes you bite somebody's ear off, you know, but Direct doesn't care about that. Like,
that's the next commercial, man.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes you make a mistake.
He's got an ear hanging out of his mouth.
So you crashed your car. That's when you beat the guy's ass for hitting you. Call to McDonald's.
All right, guys. Dan, you have anything you want to talk about before we wrap up with some true headlines here?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
Oh, I'm good. Okay. I'm going to take that as a no.
He's like, hurry up. Let's go.
Yeah, I got to go. All right. So, our first headline here. Captured Tokyo panty thief denies having any interest in bras. Quote.
Wait, one more time? Captured Tokyo panty thief denies.
Captured Tokyo panty thief. Captured Tokyo panty thief denies having any interest in bras.
Okay. All right. I did hear you correctly.
Yes, you did. And I'm loading the news article now.
Why does he have to be a panty thief when they have, like, vending machines with that shit in it over there?
Maybe that's what he's stealing. Like, stealing from the vending machines.
Vending machines.
Huh. And his quote is, I'm interested in women's butts. Which would make sense if it was...
But only if the cheeks touch.
Yeah. Way to bring it back, Jason.
Hey.
Good job. On September 5th, Tokyo Metropolitan Police officers arrested 35-year-old Yuki Endo, who had broken into an apartment in the capital's Machida district. According to investigators, Endo had infiltrated the home in order to steal panties after previously stealing two pairs of panties that were hanging to dry outside a separate first-floor apartment in the area. Realizing that Endo had a particularly strong desire to acquire women's lower half undergarments, that was a wow. Officers searched his home and discovered 78 pairs of pilfered panties.
Fucking love the alliteration.
I know,
here.
Right? In giving his official statement, Endo told investigators, I did it for sexual satisfaction and thrills.
Yeah, what else would he do it for?
Come on.
He's fucking building the world's largest slingshot? Like, fuck off.
That would be really cool.
Out of dirty stolen panties? Like,
I mean, it's cool, but it kind of smells.
Endo smell more like outdo.
Nice.
Fuck. Yes, Jason. Good job.
Good. So, yeah, I did it for sexual satisfaction and thrills while also showing that he's pretty into the part of the butt which panties are meant to be worn over by adding, I'm interested in women's butts. But while Endo is fessing up to filching a veritable mountain of panties, he made it absolutely clear that he had never had any criminal intent regarding the other half of a full set of lingerie, explaining, I only stole panties. I have no interest in bras.
They didn't even ask him about it. He just, like, puts just, that
yeah,
forward.
Up, yeah. I also don't like stockings. Oddly enough, no reports mention officers finding any bras during the search of the home. In other words, Endo's denial of interest in bras seems to stem not from any desire to mitigate the severity of the charges he's facing, but simply because he really, really wants the police to know exactly where his preferences lie.
I love that the story is about the fact that he doesn't like bras. Not that he's stealing panties, but just that...
He just doesn't like
he
them.
He just doesn't like the
just
bras.
Just a standard Japanese man, like...
Just likes butts. Currently being shipped to Alaska to judge swim meets.
He's not going to rob their victories, just their panties.
Oh, boy. That's fun. So, yeah, I figured that one would be an interesting little read. So here's another one for you guys. Next headline, Bloomfield woman bites off ex's finger, posts it on Facebook.
Hmm. Nice.
Okay.
The biting or the finger?
Yeah, we shall
probably
see.
Both.
Yeah.
Facebook Live. Yeah. It's
like... Hey, everybody, check this out. Hey, give me your finger.
My name's Matilda, and this is ex-husband finger bite.
What?
Welcome to
this episode of Bob's Delicious.
Fuck. You bitch.
Wait, what was that ex part? We're still married. Not anymore, you motherfucker.
She's got the camera in her face, and she's playing with it like a fucking cum shot.
The finger on her tongue.
Rolling it around. Disgusting. You're fucking terrible.
Oh, love it, Jason. Love it. Oh, God.
Oh, man. 2019 continues with the weirdness in Connecticut with a woman biting her ex's finger off and posting about it on Facebook. After a Hartford man was assaulted by his ex with a brick, she ended up attacking him again and then biting his finger off.
Okay, so he came at her with a brick.
No, she assaulted him with a brick.
Oh. And when that didn't
work. And then she came back for more.
Okay, all right.
She then threw the finger away from the scene of the crime, but not before she posted multiple videos on Facebook bragging about the assault and even showing the finger on video. Unfortunately, the man will not be able to get his finger sewn back on because of the time of the assault and at the time they found the finger. What?
Was her name Carl?
Carl?
I have a thirst for hands. What did he say?
I have a thirst that only hands can satisfy.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, so there's not really much to that one, just that she
fucking Carl
bit his finger off.
Did they say which finger?
No.
I mean, was, you know,
the middle finger?
It's his middle finger, most likely. Okay. Or maybe a pinky.
Pointer.
Yeah, probably a smaller one.
Well, she's a crazy woman just trying to bite a finger.
Well, she attacked him with a brick. And she was like, oh, well, this brick doesn't work. I guess I'll bite him. Like, who makes that leap from this is inefficient? Now let me try something bigger. Let me use my mouth.
Oh, God. They've been reading too many Florida Man stories. That's what that is. Yeah. Everybody's like, we gotta catch up.
We gotta step our game up.
Gotta start biting.
Florida's winning.
So our last headline here, so we can get out of this, the big action-packed, really overstuffed episode 50. We're probably going way over than we normally do. So enjoy it. Dead man pranks funeral goers by screaming from coffin in pre-recorded message as he's lowered into the ground.
Nice. <Jesus Christ. laughs> I would do it.
Yeah. Shea Bradley may have died on October 8th, but his sense of humor lived on. Which is just what he wanted. As his coffin was being lowered into the ground at a cemetery in Dublin, Ireland, another sound cut into the mournful strains of the bagpipes. A shout rang out from inside. Hello, 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 let me out! Yelled the deceased from within the box. Then came the knocking. Where the fuck am I? Bradley yelled. Let me out, it's fucking dark in here! His beloveds gathered around the hole in the ground, stood still in shock, and their tears and sniffles began giving way to giggles. Is that what the priest is? Is that the priest I can hear? Came the cry. This is Shay. I'm in the box. No, in fucking front of you. I'm dead. Then Bradley's voice launched into song. I just called to say goodbye, he crooned. His prank did the trick. The mourners were treated to one last laugh. It had been at least a year in the making, his daughter Andrea Bradley told Huffington Post. Knowing he was terminally ill, Bradley made the recording a year before his death and told just his daughter, her brother Jonathan, and her nephew Ben that his dying wish was that it be played while he was being put into the ground.
You'll never get me back. Fuck.
I just thought that was pretty funny.
That's awesome. I like that.
I like it.
So. It reminds me of the Space Jam prank.
Yeah. You guys aware of the Space Jam prank? No. All right. Okay. I'll let Tyson tell it. It's something that was posted anonymously on.
Whenever I die, I want to have everyone come in for my funeral and then everybody says their goodbyes, and then at the end of the funeral, they open up the coffin and reveal that I'm not in the coffin. And then all of a sudden, the lights in the place go out, and there's a spotlight on the single ceiling fan in the room, and the soundtrack to Space Jam starts playing, and you see that I'm swinging around from a rope on the ceiling fan. Everybody get up. It's time to jam now. Fucking swinging around the room.
Pretty morbid. But it's funny.
Fucking stupid.
Funny stuff.
It's so funny to me.
Well, it's been fun, but we're going to leave. Yep. So, catch you later, guys. I've been Jacob. That's Tyson. That's Jason.
I'm Dan.
Special visiting was Dan.
Yeah, new, it's, this is
special
new.
Visiting was look, Dan.
Bro, are you sure you didn't write that shit we were reading earlier?
We just read three whole pages of Sonic High School, and it was written so poorly. I think my grammar is better than that. Yeah. So, and then I read, followed it with Huffington Post, which was even better.
Said Jacob.
This was a terrible show. Said Jacob. All right, later, fuckers. Oh wait,
fucking twats.